Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gunmen believed to be Pakistan-based militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State. That's near the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during the gun battle.
Pakistan is our neighboring country.
India's Interior Minister Rajnath Singh said Pakistan is our neighbor and we want peaceful relations, not just with Pakistan, but all our neighboring nations. This attack comes a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a historic unannounced visit to Pakistan to meet Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The visit was seen as a potential sign of thawing relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was the head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking English asserts in the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country and taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab once controlled most of southern and central Somalia, but had been pushed out by African Union troops and the Somali government. This is VOA News. Israeli police in Tel Aviv are trying to locate the gunman who opened fire outside a bar, killing two people, wounding three others. So far, no motive has been given for the attack. It is also unclear if it is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
This is why it's very scary because it's happened all over the world.
The Tel Aviv attack occurred as the bodies of 23 Palestinians killed during several recent attacks on Israelis were being returned to West Bank neighborhoods. An almost daily wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and vehicular traffic and attacks have killed 21 Israelis in recent months. More than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. The Interior Ministry of Saudi Arabia says the country has executed 47 people today who were convicted of terrorism. The prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was among them. He was a central figure in the Shiite protests that erupted in 2011's Arab Spring. Human rights groups say executions in Saudi Arabia are usually public beheadings. China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force. President Xi Jinping said the new units are being created to realize the Chinese dream of a strong military. China is engaged in tense territorial disputes with many Asian countries, particularly in the vast South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost in its entirety. During his New Year's address to the nation, President Obama looked back at the accomplishments of last year and mentioned some unfinished business, such as gun violence legislation. Mr. Obama talked about the frustration with the country's epidemic of gun violence not being under control.
A few months ago, I directed my team at the White House to look into any new actions I can take to help reduce gun violence. And on Monday, I'll meet with our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to discuss our options. Because I get too many letters from parents and teachers and kids to sit around and do nothing. I get letters from responsible gun owners who grieve with us every time these tragedies happen, who share my belief that the Second Amendment guarantees a right to bear arms, and who share my belief we can protect that right while keeping an irresponsible, dangerous few from inflicting harm on a massive scale.
President Obama speaking during his annual New Year's address. Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, is dead at the age of 65. A family statement says Cole died Thursday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles from ongoing health issues. She came to her prime in the 1970s as an R&B singer, later on moving into jazz.
That's the latest world news from VOA.